14 minutes to 9, Bill Shorten, Minister for Education and Workplace Relations, my guest. Coming up shortly, more problems, huge problems, indeed scandalous problems with our ambulance paramedics being stuck on ramps at emergency wards in hospitals. That's coming up shortly. But Bill Shorten, we can't let you go without going through the to-ing and fro-ing involved in some very sensitive pre-selections at the moment because of the retirement from politics of Julia Gillard and in particular also Simon Crean. Many reports that you're backing former Melbourne City Councillor Kimberly Kitching for pre-selection for Lawler. True or not true?
I am friends with Kimberly and I think she would be good, but I also know that there's other good candidates running in Lawler, so I'm not getting directly involved. This is a matter where we'll let the locals have a say. I think that's the best course of action. But beyond that, John, I can't really help you in this discussion. And I also think that having got to the point of being the Education Minister, that is where 90% of my, 95% of my energy is going, plus workplace relations.
Well, Ms. Kitching is, of course, married to Andrew Landieu, the until recently creator and editor of a blog called Vexed News, which is full of disreputable, defamatory and disgraceful material about politics in Victoria and nationally. Does it in some way tarnish her bid for pre-selection that the man she's married to has scored so many hits and created so many enemies in political circles here?
John, as I said, I'm not going to get actively involved in a debate about the pre-selection. I've said that I like her. I've said there's other good candidates whose names I've seen who I also think if they were successful would be very good. In terms of judging a woman on terms of what her partner does, well, I think that you've got to judge a person by themselves rather than just simply assume everything else that everyone else does who they know they should be judged by. But beyond that, John, I really am not going to have a discussion about the...
Well, Andrew Landieu has conceded by removing himself from editing Vexed News. He conceded that the reason for it was because it was harming his wife's political prospects.
John, I know that you think this is an important matter, and that's fair enough.
Well,
for myself, again, just referring to what I said earlier about Prime Minister Rudd and involving the rank and file and the picking of the leader, referring to what I've said about trying to get greater resources into schools so kids can get the individual support they need, that's where I'm focused on. I'm not going to get involved in a debate about every internal debate within the Labor Party.
And yet, this has become...
I don't have a vote in the local pre-selection. I'm just not going to get involved in that. But I'm more than happy that we're having a process. I'm sure that there'll be a good candidate.
The process is now described as the anything but anyone but Kimberly process in some quarters.
Oh, John, I believe that this close to an election, what people like myself need to do is to carry the message clearly about the difference between Labor and Liberal, the positive view, for instance, we have in workplace relations, the positive view with a fair go all round at work, the positive view that we have about putting greater resources into our schools. There is little I can add to any of the pre-selection debates.
All right, and just
I'm not
finally
on the national executive anymore, and that's a very deliberate choice of mine because I think that the best thing I can do and the privilege of being a Member of Parliament is to get up every day and try and do better in our schools, and that's what I'm going to do.
All right, and finally, have you spoken to Paul Howes, your close friend and union confidant, since the change from Julia Gillard to Kevin Rudd?
Yes. On a number of occasions. And again, one of the important things about when I speak to Paul or other representatives of the union movement is that what we want in Australia's workplaces are productive, competitive and fair workplaces.
All right.
Labor has got, in the last couple of years, good policies up. I mean, one of the things we don't often hear debated is that productivity by employees, by Labor, Labor being employees, has gone up for the last 7 quarters in a row.
Right.
Real wages are moving reasonably, but not excessively. We don't have an outbreak of industrial disputation. Australia's workplaces are working quite well. The challenge now is how do we make them even more productive and competitive.
Right. Thank you for your time. I've got to move on.
Okay, sorry. And, No worries.
There's much more we could discuss, probably almost forever, but I suspect the audience might find that it becomes of less and less interest to them. I'm indebted to you for your time after what's been a frantic week or two.
Next time. Cheers.
Bill Shorten, Minister for Education and Workplace Relations in the Federal Government. 9 minutes to 9. Coming up next...